to elaborate on the darkness and as a creative principle. The power of the word is strong, and we call forth the light. We call forth the rising of the sun, the new sun, tomorrow. And there are indigenous cultures who do that, Aboriginal cultures. They sing things into life, as human beings we do, through our consciousness, through our focus, through our intent. But the creation, creative force, God, Spirit, did call through the word things into life. As you may know, the word came before the light. In a lot of spiritual traditions, the light is prevalent, but in fact the word is first, the power of the word, of sound, of vibration. So this service started in a beautiful way. We did call in the sun, and now we can sure be sure tomorrow it will rise. And it's so good to know that, or to experience that, these things are not just principles, just not metaphors. They are palpable, real forces which we can have a visceral experience about. We can feel it in our energy body, in our physical body, in our emotional body, in our mind. Yeah. I'm sure in this cycle we all experience the silence of these days, the darkness. Something is holding back, something is waiting, something is expecting. There's expectancy, because in the darkness, something will be born out of it. In fact, the darkness is the womb. It's the womb of what will be born and come into life in the Christmas celebration. And it's the rising sun, the new sun, after the darkest time, that is rising. And as we know, the sun is not just a physical object. In all the old cultures, in Egyptian, in the Sumerian, in indigenous cultures, American Indian, the sun is sacred. In the Western culture we say that it is an animistic belief. Yeah, we put it in the mind and interpret it from there. But the sun is a spirit of love, life and wisdom. In many cultures, these people knew from experience. And behind this sun, the physical sun as we see it, is so much life, so much love, so much beauty, because this sun touches everything and brings everything to life. The structure of every plant is captured sunlight, and through that the structure of our physical structure is captured sunlight. So, we are sunlight beings. This is a beautiful celebration. And it's beautiful, and a few days later we will celebrate Christmas in the traditional way of the birth and the walking on earth of this very special person, Jesus, who manifested Christ Spirit in a way we didn't see before, at least not in our culture. In other cultures, there were manifestations of Christ, the god Horus in the Egyptian culture, in Assyrian culture, in different cultures. The same rhythm happened. 33 days, born from a virgin. So it's a repeating cycle in human history. But still, in the subconscious and in the collective conscious of us, as we are here and in our culture, it's the Master Jesus. And this man, he did an amazing job. He had this great courage to fully represent the Father, Mother, God. I call the Mother too. Normally there's only be spoken of Father, but to me it's both. It's one. From the dark, which is safe, a safe place because it's the womb. And is born something new. And it's the Christ, the spirit of love, life and wisdom. And that moment of birth is happening individually in us. We can experience that individually. But we also can experience it in our community body, as one body, as one entity. What will be born in this community, in this interesting cycle, you know, where David is on his sabbatical, on his retreat, yeah, and where people are now stepping in leadership because other leadership is not present on this moment. And what will come forth in this new cycle when David is back and things are moving and changing? Something will be born, and we don't know yet how it will look like when it grows. But in the darkness of this time, magic is happening, and it's safe. It's safe. Because it's the womb of creation. And these are cycles that we are sure they will repeat themselves. These are cycles that we know and we can move with them. And when we move against them, it's not safe. Fear comes in. But when we move with the cycles and flow with them, and then create with them, because we bring in our unique experience and capacities in these cycles, we are not just a victim of a process, then beauty comes forth. And the power of these cycles help us to bring forth what comes from our most creative spirit. So it's a time of expectancy. And the words of, man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. So because of this birth in each of us, in our collective, we will live forevermore. Yeah. Because without the spirit of love, there's no life. Because all life is connected through love, through that big matrix of love. So experiencing that birth again and again keeps us conscious and aware and awake after that night. Okay, thank you.